Shalom Rabbos, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Tess. We are at the bottom of Kuf Mem Chesem Beis by the Mishnah. Once we had mentioned a couple of things that are usur mishum ksiva, like namely lending, loaning, you have to ask for items in Yontif in a certain language to make sure that you won't come to write things down. So we have another Mishnah that falls in line with that. Mone adam es orchav ves par perosav mipiv avalo minixav. A person can count either the guest list or the menu, really is what it comes out to, by heart, but not from a list. Might be we're concerned again that you may come to either cross out or write or add or whatever, edit such a written list on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Mapis adam im bana vim bnei beiso ala shulchan. A person, interesting, is allowed to do a lottery or some sort of pick of out of a hat for the food at the table. As long as you don't put up the big pieces versus the small pieces, meaning that you should have a bunch of normal pieces. Let's say you have a bunch of, chicken thighs. So you can do lots, you can do a lottery for, with the people at your table, with your family. As long as you're not doing, the thigh and the wing, right? We're not divvying up food portions here. It's just different pieces of normal size portions. As we'll see, the Gemara will talk about what the deal is, what's going on over here. Umatilin chalashim ala kadashim. You can also do a lottery for kachim beyamtiv on yamtiv, right? For the kohanim, obviously. Avalo ala manos, but you can't do it for manos. Mana is literally a portion. And the Gemara is going to talk about exactly what's going on here. So what's the deal? So Gemara says, my taimo. What is it? First of all, what's the reason why you can't do a guest list or a menu from a written list? So Rav Amar Gzeri Misham Yimchok, because you may come to erase said list. Abaya, right? You notice somebody's not coming, or you don't want to serve a certain dish, so you may come to erase, right? Mochek, that's an issur. Deraisa, Abaya Amar Gzeri Shama Yikra Bishtari Hedyotos, right? Maybe you'll come, it's Dinder Abana, that you may come to read Shtaros. Right? You may come to, if you're reading a menu or you're reading a guest list, you may end up reading other things. And that could fall under Mimso Chavtzacha, Revidaber Davar. Okay, but either way, we don't want you to start reading business documents, so reading a menu as well is going to be awesome. My Beinayu, what's the difference between them? Iboy Seima. What's Aleph Beis? Ige Beinayu, sorry. So Ige Beinayu, the Nafkamina is. Dikosov akosel umidli. Maybe it's written on the wall and it's written really high, so you can't really get there. Rashi says, "Eino magia l'sham limchok." Right, you can't get up there to actually erase it. Okay, if the lamad amar shem yimchok lo chashinan, right? If it's concerned of erasing, you're not going to erase. But the lamad amar shem yikra chashinan, right? If we're concerned that you're going to read other documents, so then it is concerned. Gemara says, "The lamad amar shem yimchok necho shama yikare." Right? Why are those mutually exclusive? Right, those should be the same concern. Right, though both of those things are usur on Shabbos Yom Tov. So really, let's say Shabbos. So why would the guy who's concerned about erasing not be concerned about reading shtaros? Right, and also l'shem yimachik l'chashinan. Right, are we really not concerned that you'll end up erasing it? Right, you're not allowed to read to the light of a candle. The concern there is you may tilt, as if you remember back at the beginning of the Masechta, you may tilt the lamp to feed the light and make it brighter, and there, that would be an iser of hadlakas and of lighting and stuff like that. If Amar Rabba says afilu gavoshte kamos, afilu gavoshte mardos, afilu asar batim, and even if you're two floors up, even if you're two mardos is a measurement, and even if you're 10 houses up. Right, you're not allowed to read, right? It's a little plug. When Chazal made a takana, they made a little plug. It doesn't matter where you are, right? Don't read next to a light. Period. The end. Even if you're a mile away. So why should it matter that the list is high up on your wall? So Gemara says, Allah, you're right. So the Ikabinahi, really the difference between the two reasons, right? Whether you may come to read Shtaros or you may come to erase it, Dekosev Akotel Umitzi, right? Really, now the opposite case, well, not the opposite, but a different case is that it's written on the wall and it's low, and it's low down. Lamandam Rashem Yimcho Chayshinan, we're concerned he may erase it, but Lamandam Rashem Yikra Lo Chayshinan. But we're not concerned that a very low, something written on the bottom of your wall, you're going to confuse that with, with a star. Oh, sorry, jumped the gun a little bit. Guda Bishtar Lo Mechlef. You're not going to take one from the next. If it's written down on the wall, you're not going to end up reading a document. So Kamar says, same question, right? If you're telling me that the concern is you may read a document, why can't he be concerned that you may erase it? Right? Okay, you're not going to end up reading a document, but he may erase it if it's low down on the wall. So Elos, the Gemara says, you're right. Really, the menu is written, it's not written. It's not written on parchment or paper. It's engraved on like a some sort of tablet, right? A stone, chiseled tablet or something. So we're not concerned to erase it because it's engraved. So that's not shaykh. But maybe you'll come to read other things. So then chashinan, obviously we're concerned that you may end up reading other documents. The Gemara asks same question. Why isn't the guy who's concerned about erasing, that is Rav Bibi, why is he concerned with the reading of Shtari Hediotos of Abaye? So if you tell me Tavlo Pinkas Bishtar Lo Mechlef, you're not going to come to confuse something written engraved on a tablet versus like a star. So Atanya, we learned in a brisa, Mone Adam Kama Mibifneim V'Kama Bichutz V'Kama Manos Osi La'Nechlef Neim. A person can, what's it called? You can count how many people are inside. It's talking about, again, about guests. That you're coming, you can count how many people are inside, how much food you have for them. Michtav agavi akotel, if it's written on the wall, of a little michtav agavi tablet pinkas. Right, but you're not allowed to write it down on a tablet. Vehechidami, what's the case? Either in the kaziv michtav, if it's written, what's the difference? El alav dechayik, it must be that it's engraved on the tablet. V'katani mechtav agabi akotel lo, v'lo mechtav shal agabi tablet pinkas. Right, we see that there's no difference, right? You can't, you're not allowed to engrave it on a tablet. So el al, the Gemara goes back to its original suggestion. Lo olam dekasev akotel umidli. Really, the case is the nafkamina between the Abaye and Rav Bibi is where it's written up high in a wall. It's kakashecha the Rabba. And Rabba's question, what was Rabba's original question? Where is it? Rabba said it's a concept of low plug. Right? Chazal said, don't do this, doesn't matter how it's done, right? If you don't read to the light of a candle, regardless of whether you may come to tilt the oil or not, or if, even if it's impossible. So that concept of low plug, that once a gzera was made, it's made across the board, so that's Tanaihi. It's actually Mechugas Tanaim. Netanya, Mone Adam, Esorchov, Ves, Parpioso, Vipiv, Avalom, and Exav. Right, our Mishnah, a person should count his guests and his. Well, this is actually a Brisa, but it's similar. I mean, it's our Mishnah. You should count your guests and your menu by heart, Avalom, and Exav, but not with a written list. Rabbi Acha, Matir, Mixav, Shalgavi, Akoto. Right, and Rabbi Acha says you're allowed to do it if the list is on the wall. Say, Chitami, what's the case? If it's written low down, so like Hashem Yimchok, maybe we should be afraid that he may come to erase it. Allah, the Kosov Umidli must be that it's written low down. Ushmamina, Diraba Tanaihi, Shmamina. We do see that this whole concept of low plug is a Machlokas Tanaim, Shmamina. Okay. The Hani Tanai, Kahani Tanai, and that Machlokas is like this Machlokas. Tanya Imron Bemara Beshavis, a person is not allowed to look into a mirror on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir Matir Bemara HaKavua Bakotal. Rabbi Meir says it's mutter if the mirror is affixed to the wall. So the Gemara says, Maishna HaKavua Bakotal. Right, what's the difference between one that's on the wall, Adahachi V'Hachi Midkar, because you'll remember, what's the difference? What does that mean? What's the concern here by looking at a mara? So as Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Ein Roan Bemara, it's about halfway down in the Rashi's. So the Fisha Haroa Bemara Ein Tzarich El Takin Saros Rosho V'Zikno V'Zikano. But what do you do when you look in a mirror? You check yourself out. So if something is messed up with your hair, so what's the next logical step? You take a scissor and cut it. Well, that's an iser d'oraisa of gozins. So don't do that. So that's a concern in terms of a mirror. So why does Rabbi Meir say it's mutter? Because Maishna kavu b'kotel, and back in the Gemara, why is it different if you look on the wall? So midahachi v'hachi midgar. Right? If once you look in, one you take a, it's an extra step that you'll remember. Oh, the mirror's fixed on the wall. But you'll go get scissors. Oh, wait, you know it's also to cut the hair. So you have that extra. It's extra removed from taking, let's say, a handheld mirror and kind of checking yourself out and be like, oh shoot, and snip. So the Gemara says, one second, Shana Kuvua Namia Dehafi Dehafi Mikar. What do you mean? How is that different than a handheld mirror? You take out a mirror, you realize you have to cut your hair, you put down the mirror, go get scissors, oh wait, it's usher, right? It's the same thing. So the Gemara says, Hacha b'mara shamatecha zaskina. No, because the mirror that you're, the handheld mirror, is a metal mirror. And what is that? Well, why should it matter? Because Rav Nachman Amarava Baravua, the Rav Nachman Amarava Baravua, Ibnema Amru Maru Shematecha Zasura, why can't you look in a metal mirror? On Shabbos, Mipnei Sheadam Asur Lahasir Bat Nimin Hamudul Dalin, because it used to have a sharp edge to it, and a person, or you look in the mirror quickly, and you kind of snip with the mirror itself. You don't put it down and go get scissors. The mirrors had a sharp edge to it, so when you had a handheld mirror, so then you may forget yourself and just snip and just take off. And fix your hair, your beard, or whatever. But when it's affixed to the wall, and you have to go get another kli, so then it really makes sense that you won't go do it. So you see that this is also machlokes and low plug. Right? When Chazal said, "Don't look in a mirror on Shabbos Yom Tov because you may come to cut your hair," well, Rabbi Meir doesn't say low plug because he says if it's in the wall, so then you're fine because you have an extra step to remind yourself not to do it. But who was the other Tana? Rabbi Meir said it was mutter. I guess the Tanakama. Yeah, the Tanakama. Who said Ein Ro B'Mara B'Shabbos? He says period. Low plug. The end. So that's it. Fine. So that's not chokas whether we say low plug. Okay. Obviously, the concept of low plug has far-reaching ramifications in halacha across not only halacha Shabbos but across across all of halacha, and obviously important to. Be mayan into that, but over here you see that it is in fact a machlokes tamayim whether we say luplug at least by gzeros on Shabbos. Tamar Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Our rabbis taught us kasav hamhalech tachas atzura. Ksav, if you have writing hamhalech tachas atzura underneath a picture, betachas hadyuknos or under a dyuknos, right? Rashi says it's a painting. A painting, Ma'isim Kigom Melchamis David, or a story, Ma'isim, or depicting Melchamis David and Goliath, right? It's not a new concept to have a painting on the wall. So if you have some writing that's underneath either an image or a painting, so also the Kros of Shabbos, you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos. Rashi says, Shemi Yikari Bishar Yadyokyo, same thing that Abai mentioned before, because you may come to read these documents we're trying to refrain from business, right? Come to erasing, etc., etc. Okay. Udyukna atzma af b'chol aser. And looking at these paintings is actually aser during the week as well. Aser l'stakalba. Why? Why can't you look at them? Mishum shenemar al tifno el ha'ililim. Do not turn to avodah zarah. My Talmuda, what does that mean? So I'm Rabbi Chanin al tifnu el madatchem. Do not turn to something that is your own, of your own das, that was created by yourself. It seems to be an issue in the Gemara to kind of fascinate yourself with something created by the human mind, right? With some artistic work created by the human mind, right? Because you can get carried away. And that's an issue. It leads you to a Vodazara, but it takes a person out of the mindset of always being in tune with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you look at some sort of Gemara doesn't talk about fictitious works, but paintings and stuff like that, to start thinking about creations of man, right? If you're not viewing it through the lens of Kosh Baruch Hu being the ultimate creator, so that's dangerous, and that's included in the pasuk of don't turn to Elilim, which literally means Avodah Zarah, but also can mean, as you see the Gemara over here, it means something created by man. Perhaps that's a part of the bigger shmooze of how you define Avodah Zarah. Right? Literally, Avodah Zarah means strange worship. It could very well be that Avodah Zarah in a very looser context means a worship that is strange, that not commanded to you by Kosh Baruch Hu, right? Regardless of some sort of something that's not created by Kosh Baruch Hu, something created by a man, and that could be an issue. Okay, that's part of a bigger hashkafa shir here, but we should go weiter in the Halakha Gishas. Mapis Adam Imbanim. So we said, the Mishnah had said that you were allowed to do some sort of lottery with your children at the table for pieces of food on Shabbos, as long as you don't kind of wager a big piece against a small piece. So the Gemara says like this: Im banavim bnei beso, in adim acher lo. That's only apparently with people of your family. So my time, oh, why is that? Because Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel bnei chabura hamakpidin ze al ze. If you have people in a group, interesting, people in a group that are makpidim, Rashi says she'in mochlin muvatrin ze al ze. They're not such nice people. They don't let people take their stuff, right? They're not, they're very concerned with what they have, and they're not really sharing so much. Over mishum mida, umishum mishkal, umishum minyan, umishum lovin, umparin biyomtiv. So they end up violating the issues on Shabbos and Yomtiv of measuring. Right? A lot of issues of medida on Shabbos, you shouldn't really measure. Again, it's all in terms of like business and stuff like that. Borrowing, measuring, weighing, counting, borrowing and paying back, right? All those things that the Gemara just mentioned. So that person will end up, if you're in such a group, you end up violating these issues because you're going to say, oh, my piece is like this, and my piece is like this, and oh, you're taking from me. So you should be concerned if you're with people who are not mevater, right? Or other people who are not your family, right? If you're family members, so then okay, you take this piece, I'll take that piece, fine, I'll take the next piece, this piece next week, right? But if you're with other people, so people may not be so understanding. And therefore, you shouldn't do the lottery thing. It'll cause some ill will, and people may be upset. Ukedivrei Hillel af mishum ribis. And according to Hillel, it might even involve ribis. If they borrow food, and they have price increases and stuff like that, so that could be an issue. Okay, fine. See, Gemara says, Ihachi, so banav b'nei meso nami. Well, if that's true, right, meaning that you're telling me all these things, right, so what's the problem? Why can you do it with your kids? So banav v'nei beso hanya time because of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. No, that's because Amdam Rabbi Yehuda Marav muter l'havos banav v'nei beso v'ribis kedei lahat iman tam ribis. Rav says interesting that you're allowed to lend your kids stuff and demand ribis so that they understand how terrible it is to take ribis. Right? It says Rav, in order to teach your kids never to take ribis, you're allowed to loan them, I don't know, $10 and demand that they pay you back $12. As Rashi points out in the third line over here, why is that mutter? Right? Ribis is also, you can't do ribis. Why does it matter whether it's your kid or not? So Rashi says, Hasmuchan Ashulchano, that the key here is that everybody, eats, right? When the kids are young, at least, for sure, so they're all relying on the parents' parnasa. So you're not really lending them and getting paid back. It's all your money, right? You give the kid an allowance, right? Where's that money coming from? From the father's pocket, from the mother's pocket. It's not coming from, not actually any ribis here. So you can do that to educate them. So that's mutter. So we're not concerned about the ribis issue that Hillel just raised. Gemara says, "Ihachi, that's true. Manik gedolah k'negiv and manik tana nami." So why is it mutter? So then it should also be mutter to do a lottery for big pieces and small pieces. So Gemara says, "Einachi nami." You're right. Actually, it is. V'chisir mechsura, and the Mishnah is actually missing some words. V'achi ketani, this is what the Mishnah meant to say. Mapis adim in banav v'pnei beso al shulchan. A person can do a lottery for different pieces of food on his table. Afilu manan gedol k'negiv manan ketana. Right, even big pieces versus small pieces. My time, what's the reason? Because Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, right? Like we just said, in banav v'pnei beso in macherim lo. But that's only with his family, not with other people. My time, and why is that? Because of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right? Just like Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, that people who are not so nice to each other, right, they'll be upset and you violate all these things. Mana gedola keneged mana ketana, af b'chol acher imaser. And doing a lottery, even on the weekday, right, when you don't have these other Hilchos Shabbos concerns, right? If it's big pieces versus small pieces, it's even usher on the weekday. And this is an interesting line. It says, Gemara, my taima mishum kuvya, because of gambling. And the Gemara has two dots, period, ends, does not explain. What's the deal? So, right, the real sugya of gambling is in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And Rashi brings a little taste of that Gemara over here. Why is gambling usher? Really, the Gemara over there deals with whether it's a person is possible to aid this if he's a gambler. But again, offshoots of that, right? Either it could be that it's gezel, it could be that it's theft, because when someone gambles, right, and someone loses, so let's say you bet $100 on a game, and obviously somebody wins, and so the guy who gives the $100, he doesn't really want to give him the $100. Right? And what happens when you take something that someone doesn't really want to give you? So that's stealing, so it could be stealing. Okay, fine, there's a longer discussion in terms of gambling and its detriments. It could be that the Chinuch writes in Losa Suru, Achrei Levavchem, a pasuk in Kriya Shema, that includes any addictive actions. So it could be gambling is usher under there. I had a Rebbe in YU who wanted to time to that here. This Gemara proves that there's an Isser the Rabbanon of gambling, period, the end. The problem is that a lot of Rishonim here hold that this Gemara may not necessarily be lahalacha. But okay, fine, either way, Gemara says that there's a gzera of gambling, right? Certainly people who gamble with an addiction, that's obviously something that's to be, you know, you have to take care of that. It's not so posh, not so good. It could definitely ruin lives and stuff. Right, it could be that, you know, the occasional gambling is not so bad. All right, maybe I'm not, this is not, again, like I said a minute before, that this is not a mushroom shmooze, and this is, let's go vajra on the Hilgi Daf. Matilin Chalashim, we said that the Kohanim would take, could do a lottery for the piece of the Korbanos on Yontif, but not for Manos. And the Gemara says, my avalo al Manos, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Bereid de Bas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, the son of Yaakov's daughter, so again, he was named for his grandfather. I think we've had it before, once or twice, since we did the turn of the Daf, the new cycle, and Yaakov himself was not, Yaakov's father was not Tzaddik, so he's called the son of Yaakov's daughter. Okay, either way, you can't do the weekday korbanos on Yom Tov. So if you have some weekday korbanos, right, you should have kind of divvied that up before. If you left it till Yom Tov, you shouldn't do lots for that. So Gemara says pshita, no kidding. So my detema, so you might have thought ho luksiv amcha kimrive kohen, that the kohanim are merivos. They sometimes very often will argue with each other. There's another Gemara that says that they used to just let people do the trumas hadeshen, I think, if I'm not mistaken, until the Kohanim just ran up, and once somebody got shoved off the ramp of the Mizbeach and broke his leg. So at that point, they started doing lots and appointing a single Kohen to do the Avoda, different Avodas. Okay, either way. So the Kohanim sometimes, unfortunately, would kind of fight to do the Avoda. Okay, there is definitely still doing Musar, still doing Ashkafa. There is definitely what to say about people being overzealous for religion, but okay, again, not for now. So Afilu Manos Techol Nami. So you might have thought that you need to use a lottery to give out pieces for the weekday because the Kohanim are going to fight over it. Kamash Malan, it's not mutter because you should have done it earlier. We see again the Gemara's and Beta talk about how if there's any malacha that you should have done pre Yom Tov and you didn't, so you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. One of those is haircuts. That's actually a Gemara Moed Gotten, but you're not allowed to get a haircut before Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed because you should have gotten it before Chol HaMoed. Okay, either way, there are a lot of other examples. The Amar Rabbi Yaakov Brei Divas Yaakov. Once we're talking about Rabbi Yaakov, so he says something else. Kol Shechavero Nena Shal Yodo, Little Agadata. If anybody's friend got punished because of him, so in Machlizan So B'Michitzaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That person, not the person who got punished, but the person who got punished on account of, it does not get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Minolan, how do you know? So Ilim Mishum Dechtiv, you might have thought it's because the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Malachim. The context here, before we read it, is that Ahab, obviously one of the most wicked kings back in the day, was told by the Nevi'im that he would not succeed in battle against... the Nevi'im told him he would win battle against Aram, but one Navi told him that he had been lied to, and then obviously that Navi was correct, and Ahab was wounded there. So the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem, back in the Gemara, where is it? Yeah. Vayomer Hashem, mi fates Ahab, who's going to seduce Ahab? Vayal, vayipol, baramos gila, vayomer ze bacha, I'm not sure. Vayotzei haruach vayamod lefnei Hashem vayomer ani efatenu. Okay. Vayomer etzei vayisi ruach sheker b'fi kol neviyah. Vayomer tifate, right? V'gam tuchal. V'gam tuchal tzei v'asei kain. V'amrinan my ruach, and they say, what is the ruach that the pasuk is talking about? Amar v'yochanan zeruach shal Navos. That was the ruach. That was the neshama or the angel of Navos. Ahav had murdered Navos for his vineyard, so it could be that so he wanted to get Ahav back, so he wanted to go tell him to go out to battle. And you might say, what does it mean that he went out? Amarad say mechitzasi, right? When you see that his Navos's malach or his neshama, whatever it was, wanted to go get Ahav in trouble, so Kosh Baruch Hu told him, say, leave me alone, go away from me, get away from my Kosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, we start with Ilema, if you tell me that's the Pasuk, Delma Hasam Hainu Taima, maybe the reason over there is because Dichtiv Dover Shikarim Lo Yikom, that someone who lies is not doesn't get taken care of before Kosh Baruch Hu. So maybe, again, he's going to be a Meshaker, he's going to lie to him and tell him to go out to battle. So that doesn't necessarily prove that someone who gets punished on the account of someone else gets kicked out of a Kosh Baruch Hu's presence. So Ella's rather mehalka must be from here. Savata kolon mikhvod shete gam atavar evharel. Savata kolon mikhvod and Nebuchadnezzar. It's talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Shete atavar harel is Tzidkiyo. Is referring to Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo is harel. Fascinating. Tzidkiyo was a righteous king, but he was exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, or conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, but he is called the one who doesn't have Rachman al-Slan of Bris Mila. Right? Apparently, he was punished for being, he caused the punishment or the downfall of Nebuchadnezzar, quote-unquote. As we'll see in a second. We'll see the story, a pretty weird story, but we'll see in a second. So Gemara says, that can't be the positive, because Chada, on the one hand, Kuli Kod Nebuchadnezzar Ksiv, that's not talking about Tzidkiyahu, that's talking about Nebuchadnezzar, that he was the Ha'arel, that he was the one who was uncircumcised. So, Tzidkiyahu Tzadik, as I said before, right? Tzidkiyahu was a big Tzadik. My Havalei Lemevedlei, what was he supposed to do? When Nebuchadnezzar conquered Am Yisrael, what was he supposed to do? Then Rav Yudah Marav, Bishash, Bikesh, Oso Rosh, Lassos, Haro, Tzadikach, when Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do to Tzidkiyahu this, so this happened, as we're going to see. The Gemara is going to, I'll ruin it for you now. Very strange Gemara. The Gemara is going to say in a few minutes, or I guess a couple lines even, that Nebuchadnezzar, when he conquered the entire world, so he would have Mishkav Zachar, he would sodomize all the kings that he conquered. And apparently when it came to Tzidkiyahu, because he was a tzaddik, so something happened to Nebuchadnezzar's Aver, and he was embarrassed and wasn't able to. So implying that what was Tzidkiyahu supposed to do is because of it was Tzidkiyahu's fault that Nebuchadnezzar, the Rasha, got embarrassed because something happened to his Aver, he couldn't sodomize Tzidkiyahu. That's ridiculous. Right? That's the Gemara said. It can't be the proof for Rabbi Yaakov's Shita that someone who causes someone else's punishment or embarrassment gets punished himself. So Ella rather must be a different puzzle. Puzzle says Gam Enosh L'Tzadik Lo Tov. Anush, to punish a tzaddik is not so good, right? Ain Lo Tov El Ra, and obviously Lo Tov means bad. Dechsev Lo Kilo Kel Chafetz Resha Atal Lo Yigarcha Ra. Tzaddik Ata Hashem Lo Yigur Megurcha Ra. Meaning that whoever causes evil, so you can't be with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. For whatever reason, cause some sort of punishment, some sort of evil to come about someone else, so you still can't be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So if you remember back to the Mishnah called the lottery that the Kohanim would do, it said, called it Chaloshim. So Gemara says, my mashma, the high Chaloshim Mishnah, the Puri, to Purahu, right? Puras, Purim, right? Lots, the Haman cast. So how do you know that Chaloshim means a lottery? So the Ktiv, and this is the Gemara about Nebuchadnezzar, Eich nafalta mishamayim Hillel ben Shachar nigdat al aretz cholesh al goyim. Right, how you have fallen from heaven, you've cut down to the ground. Cholesh al goyim. He does a lottery for the goyim. It's talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna malamech haya matil pur al gedolei malchus leida izin ben yomo shal mishkav zochar. Like I said before, Nebuchadnezzar would do some sort of lottery to see who he would sodomize every night. Finally, when he died, right, when Nebuchadnezzar died, so all the goyim were relaxed, or right, they were able to, you know, kind of get a reprieve from all that Mishkav Zachar, from the sodomy. Rabbi Yochanan called Yomav Shalosa Rasha, Lo Nimsa Schok Bepet, Kol Biria, and when Nebuchadnezzar was was alive, there was no laughter in any, not only human, but any creature. Hashanema's Pazuk says, Nachash Shakta Kalaret Patzcha Rina. There's no more Rina. Meaning when he died, so the land, Shakta Haret, the land was quiet, and Patzcha Rina, they burst out in song. Bechadan Hashta Lo Havarina, implying that there was nothing until now, while Nebuchadnezzar was alive. You can't lamor. You shouldn't go to the house, if you know where it is, I guess, of Nebuchadnezzar. Shnemar usirim yirakdu sham. It says usirim, a seir can be a goat, but a seir is also a demon. So the demons are dancing there. Just to follow up and finish up with the Gemara that we promised we talked about before. Rabbi Yehuda Marav b'shashibikesh oso rasha laso sloso tzadikach. When Nebuchadnezzar wanted to sodomize Tzidkiyo, Nimshcha Arloso Shlos Meos Amos. His orla, his foreskin, extended 300 amos. Yikes. Vahisa Machzeres Akol HaMesiba Kula. And it was, you know, it went around the entire Mesiba. All of the, I guess there was a party going on. Shnemer Savata Kalon Mikavod Shasei Gam Atal Beharel. Orel B'Gematria Shlos Meos Amos. Right, Orel is in Gematria, is 300. Okay. Fine. Seder Gomer, we'll go weiter and Helik HaShas tomorrow. Inching closer to the end of the Masechta. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I heard that I'm not familiar. I don't know all of the measurements in Shas, but I think they say that Shabbos is the longest Masechta in words. Right, not in Dapim, that's the Basra, but I think they say that Shabbos is the longest Masechta in words. Okay, could be. Inching closer to that exciting scene. Have a great day or night, Rabosai, depending on where you're listening to this.